you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
The ash from the brazier is on the ground, and it still looks like it's warm to the touch and lit.
The brazier is still burning?
Yes. Correct.
I go up to...
Is that a little tent? What is that?
Yes, it is a tent.
I go up to Brocker. I say, dude! And I hand you a health potion.
Is this your only health potion?
I shake my
head. I drink it.
Okay. 2d4 plus 2.
I go to everybody and close their eyes and
everybody.
Say a prayer over them.
6, 7.
Okay. As you're going over them, several of them still have some of their stuff on them.
I let Diana know that they have items, but I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
What's the word?
Who said that?
Defiling? I don't know about defiling. I don't feel comfortable just going through this stuff.
Rummaging.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't feel uncomfortable. I start rummaging. I look for the hammer.
You don't see a hammer, but you do find a pouch with an herbalism kit. Supplies from an explorer kit.
Ooh.
A set of cooking utensils with a dragon carved in the handle.
Wow.
Beside the cooking utensils are spices. That's what you find on two of them. There's still two more.
Spices?
Yes.
I touch the door.
The gated door?
Mm-hmm.
As you do, a force field sort of... And you can see it, and it's covering the entire door.
I put my torch up to it.
It starts to put out the torch as you push it.
I pull it back. I go. I make sure the torch is lit.
It's still lit.
Cooking utensils with dragons and carved in.
Did you find that on bodies or in the tent?
Yeah, on two of the bodies.
Okay.
No one's gone in the tent yet.
No, that's where I'm...
Oh, you went in the tent?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were just looking at the bodies.
Oh, well, I guess I looked on...
As they're messing around with this wall, this door, inside the tent you find mouse bones and colored feathers on a small little table, along with 5 agate gems, or 30 gold each.
What's
a green?
Agate?
Yeah, agate. I was going to say, I know those from WoW.
Yeah.
5, you said?
Yeah. 30 gold each.
4 years of water deep.
I imagine we have to solve a puzzle to proceed.
Probably colors.
Yeah, it's probably in the last room or through the
Did
other
you bring
door.
Your color wheel?
Oh no. orange and blue make purple.
I'll
have to check that.
It's okay, purple's a hard color.
Yeah, it's the toughest of the colors. So there's 2 more that haven't been looted?
No.
Okay.
He got the 2 outside and went in the tent.
So mouse bones and colored feathers.
And the gems.
And the gems. Well, I don't pick up the mouse bones.
Okay.
Or the colored feathers.
Okay.
I make my way back to the first room.
Mm-hmm.
Because this door seems magic, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
This seems magic.
Seems magic.
Oh.
I'm out of here. Has anything changed in this first room?
Nope. In this room, all you see is the four depressions.
This will be fine.
Red, white, black, and blue.
Health,
right? And the empty space where the scroll was.
Yeah.
And the other door.
this just has a... It's got a grate on it, but...
You can see through it. Just barely. It's just more darkness, another long tunnel.
I pound on the force field with my hammer.
As you hit it, it instantly stops your hammer, and it hurts your hand, like, as if you hit, like, a brick wall, and nothing happens. The force field just, poof, like a little ripple. That's it.
I get out a torch, and I go over to the fire and light it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a torch.
What a move, man!
I have a torch in my light.
Your spoon? Or your staff?
Yeah.
Okay.
My light staff in my other hand.
I kick the mic. What did you find in the tent?
I hope your iPad worked because I forgot to hit record.
Oh gosh.
What did you find in the tent?
Just some animal bones and feathers, and I found a bunch of gems, but nothing immediately useful.
Nothing you don't think would go into the depressions?
There were some feathers of a bird, and some mouse bones.
The depressions aren't, they're sort of like this, and they're like little cups, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cups?
Yeah, they're
like
almost...
gem cup size cups?
No, they're a little bit bigger. They're about that size, and they're just...
No, not really. I found these gems, but that's about it.
Mm. Anything that matches the colors of the depressions?
No, the feathers were different colors, but those aren't going to go into the things in the other room, no. We could go through the other door.
There are. Just one other door? Because that door's open right there, right?
Right.
Yep.
We could. I can lead the way. But if we run into more dark gnomes... I hope I have the courage.
Dark gnomes or deep gnomes?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Don't say dark. Don't say dark to Diane.
Very dark.
I'm still pretty hurt. I can heal myself, but I'd be down magical energy. I think I'm gonna tough it out for now.
We'll help you if you need.
As long as I don't. Go in first.
All right, I open the door slowly.
Right. Oh, you're gonna go over here?
Move your guy over there, please.
You're opening this door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're standing in front of the other one.
I go in this corner.
Reach him.
Is that wise for you to open?
As you open this door,
people are hurt.
This is what you see. The room appears to be empty, save for a discolored puddle of water on the cold, hard stone. The far wall holds a single wooden door, but as you crack open the door, the water around, the wetness around the water starts to bubble as two oozes start to form.
Oh boy.
And you guys need to roll initiative again?
Love your sound effects. Another initiative.
Yep. Another initiative. Initiative.
16.
16.
11.
Crit miss. Ooh. But technically at 2.
17.
Alright, so we have Merg.
Mergy.
Bronker.
Nobody mergs the Troid.
enemy.
Nobody murders the murder Troid.
Right back.
Put that in your book, Kinku.
Put that in your book and read it.
You, as you peer just barely through the crack, Murgatroyd, you can see these bubbling oozes sort of...
I got a 16, and Kyle got a 17.
You said what? No, that's not what you said.
I said 16.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, not bad.
Sillies.
Brocker, you're up!
I want to be first. Well, in that case... It. Okay. I start twirling my hammer around a little bit. Not just very calmly.
Okay.
And I hold out my hand to my party members, and holy energy extends to them. And I say a prayer, Morden, be with them. And I cast Bless on them.
Ooh, man.
We have so many, we have the most similar characters.
Yeah, we do. All right, Bless. So D4 on everyone for their next attack. For a minute.
For a whole minute.
No, yeah, up for a whole minute. Yeah,
for a whole minute.
Just an attack roll.
Attack, save
throw. Attack roll or saving throw.
Cool. All right, Murgatroyd. There's nothing wrong with that.
I go over by Diana, and I go, what happened? Can I see the ice line?
Yeah, you can see it.
Shoot it. Plus 4? Yeah. A d4?
Yeah, plus d4, yep. Just for the attack. Not damage.
I missed.
We got 4. 4?
4 plus.
All together?
Oh, yeah. 4, 9.
Hits.
Whoa.
This is just my one.
Please, yes, Morden.
Five damage.
He's guided you.
He's pushed back 10 feet.
5 necrotic damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he splatters against the wall. Brack, you're up.
He splatters against the wall.
Yeah, but then he just slides down the wall and forms back into the puddle.
I back away from the door a bit. I was like, familiar with the uses. Keep them away from your armor and weapons.
What are you doing?
It's running away.
And
I'll go in first.
No, he said he'd open the door.
Oh man, he's really running.
I have to run away.
Stay away from him.
What's your action?
I can't do anything.
I dodge.
I dodge.
Okay.
What?
I say coward as he runs away.
How dare you?
You ready for this? Are you guys I don't think you're ready for this.
That's kind of a massive tension.
He's back. He's on the wall.
It dashes to there. I don't think you guys are ready.
Did he come off the wall?
Yeah. Diana, you're up.
Do I know anything about Ursus?
I just told you. No,
you don't.
Well.
You know what I told you.
You can roll nature. Of course you can. Roll nature.
Okay.
Of course you can.
I mean, our characters have been living in the world that has oozes, so presumably we would know what oozes are.
Some of us have 18.
Yeah. 18, yeah.
Unless she's from a distant...
These look like they're...
just women.
They're jellies, so much oozes.
No oozes.
And they shouldn't cause problems to your armor.
Okay. I attempt to slash at it.
Okay.
Slash.
20.
20 hits.
14.
Did you use my plus d4?
Oh, no.
You swing down, and as you swing down, you slice it right in half. And as you do,
oh,
it turns into 2.
Huh.
All my weapons are slashing, so that's going to happen no matter what.
Brocker, your turn.
Gotta roll the R.
Brocker.
A little better.
The first R, not the second.
Yeah.
It looks like when you swung down, it, like, as you touched it, it split itself purposely. So
I didn't even hurt it.
Yeah.
It's like, whoop.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed
to be. I run over to this one.
Yep.
And I smack it with my Warhammer.
There's a lot of oozes in here. Okay, no good.
7 + 5 = 12.
12?
Don't you get, did you get plus and not yourself?
Six damage.
It's only three damage.
Yes.
Okay. You splat some of it off of. Murgatroyd, you're up.
I shoot this little baby ooze.
All right.
A hit.
Yeah.
6 damage. And he's pushed back 10 feet.
Goes in the doorway. Yep.
And then I run.
Alright. Brack?
How thick is the tent cloth?
The tent cloth?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tarp. So, thick cloth.
I cut some of it with my longsword.
Okay. Get a little piece of the cloth.
Oh, I set my torch down over here, by the way.
Okay.
And I,
gonna make a Molotov?
Yeah, that would probably be my action to cut that, so.
You can get over there. What are you trying to do?
Well, I have another action, but if that was an
action. Tell me what you're gonna do. This could be an interact. Depends on what it is.
Choose your.
Stop being
okay.
So secretive.
Then I drop my sword now.
Okay.
I pull out one of my javelins.
Yep.
And I wrap the cloth around it and catch it on fire.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Roll me a slight hand check.
What did you do?
As you're trying to reach in your bag quickly, you know time is of the essence.
Oh, dear goodness.
Okay, you're gonna have to do that next round. Alright, enemy one attacks Diana. 11. The next one comes up to you and attacks you. 22. Take 8 damage. And the last one squeezes through here and dashes up to you. Diana, your turn.
I know, I have a plus 6. Apparently, the pick something that actually required me to roll. If I knew I had a plus 6, I would have picked.
Got nothing else other than slash roll.
Nope,
that's
it.
Yeah.
I had a teacher fighter. You should have grabbed a warhammer while you were there.
I didn't trust the weird wizard guy.
If we level up.
Well,
hopefully we do.
This one's a good show.
I don't know what else is for you to do other than disengage or dodge.
I...
Dip. Dodge.
Oh.
Duck.
I dip slash at one dodge. Of the small oozes.
Okay. Roll.
12. Wait. Plus... How do I do that? Plus...
4.
Yeah. Plus 1. 13.
Hits.
Mm-hmm. 15.
It splits in two.
I try to step on one. I stomp on it.
All right, roll.
Roll what?
Just a normal attack, strength attack.
17.
Hits for 1 damage.
I did it.
Nice.
Brocker. did 1 damage.
Did a damage.
You, as you pick your foot up, it sort of like sticks to your foot and it's like all stringy and nasty.
Stringy and nasty. Oh, that's nasty.
Having spells and I don't know how I should use them. I mean, if I need to save them or whatever. I just hit the one in front of me.
With the Warhammer? Alright.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Plus 11. No. 10.
Hits.
Nine damage.
You squish a bunch more of it. It looks like it's falling apart. Murgatroyd.
Can I see this one? Okay.
Yep.
I shoot it.
Okay.
I love it.
Hits.
7 damage, and he's knocked back 10 feet.
And just disappears.
Yes.
Okay. Next, Brock.
With part of the tent wrapped around the javelin, I catch it on fire.
Yep.
Run out here and I throw it at the big ooze.
Okay. Roll dex for me.
You're gonna move it. Right?
Flames just coming off of it.
You spent 2 rounds. You get like a D4 or something.
All right, after all, a dex.
It would be wouldn't it be like an improvised attack using dexterity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just
a dex roll. Just a dex roll.
Not athletics.
No, dex.
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you rolling for?
14 hits. Okay. See how much damage you get.
What do I roll for damage?
You're going to roll the weapon's damage, a javelin.
Oh, yeah.
And then I add a bonus. 7 damage with a bonus 5 damage of radiant damage.
As the flame
strikes.
Radiant flames?
Yep. Strikes this thing and.
Whoa, no, that's the big one.
Huh? The big guy?
Yeah.
He's much bigger. Oh.
Well, okay. I get a
that's
D4.
Easy.
No, hold on.
I get a D4.
No, 13. 13 damage as it strikes into the ooze. It splatters.
13 damage?
Yeah, 7 plus is 5. Radiant damage.
Oh, okay.
It splatters the
7 plus parts. 5 is 12.
Oh, is it 12? I'm sorry.
Okay. 7 plus
Thank
7
you.
Is 14.
I just went away from doing it.
As it splatters this ooze stuff all over the place, some of the embers fly off and scatter across the top of the pilith, and some of it rests in some of the dips. And you see the red one. It glows.
Whoa. Wow. Everybody's always questioning the guy
planned all along. I take it back.
That's why I did that.
I planned it for sure.
Duh. Red and red.
Diana.
It's probably just triggered the explosion sequence or something.
Diana, the big one attacks you.
Yeah.
And it pulls a 19.
Man, great.
Hitting big time. Take another 7 damage. The one small one that you've been squishing there, Braka, attacks you. Rolls a 13. And Diana, the last one, attacks you and misses. Back to Diana. You're up.
So
I yell out, "Watch out!"
I don't know what to do. Can I disengage?
Yep.
And come over to this barrel.
Okay, it's an empty barrel.
I throw the barrel at it.
Okay. So you pick up the barrel, throw it.
What do you do with your
sword? Well, you use disengage though.
Yeah, okay.
So you can pick up the barrel. So you have the barrel in your hands.
I am holding the barrel.
Where's your sword?
Donkey Kong style.
Sing.
Brock. Brocker. Your turn, Brocker.
Holster. Sword holster.
Oh, man.
Sheath.
I'm just going to attack the one in front of me.
Okay. Hits.
4 plus 3, 7 damage.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And you squash it on the surface of the ground.
And then I move back some.
Okay. Murgatroyd.
I shoot the big one.
Yep.
4, 9
Hits.
Woo!
5 damage. Mm-hmm. Push back 10 feet.
Yeah, push it back 10 feet.
Can only move 10 feet.
Brack.
I take out my original longsword.
Mm-hmm.
And can't get to the other one now, so. I slash at the small puddle.
Okay.
14.
As you slash down, it sort of disappears and you clang against the ground and then it reforms.
Cool.
Guess a pile of jelly dodged you.
Guess I won't roll damage then. Wait, 14? Wait. I see what you're saying there. I got a d4 here if that matters.
Nope, doesn't matter.
Okay. Go ahead. That's it. I missed.
You didn't miss. You.
It. Yeah.
It used it during damage to it. It was an 11 to hit you back.
Use? Sword.
Sword.
It's a long sword.
You used an 11 to hit you back.
Okay.
Yes. And this guy goes.
Well, when he does that, I.
Oh! No. Matrix dodged it. This thing looks all sad and depressed as it creeps 10 more feet closer. And
how does
then
it looks sad.
It just does. And then it dashes
it
another 10 feet.
It forms a giant frowny face and it's.
Yeah.
Diana, you're up.
I throw the barrel at it.
At which one?
The big one.
Okay. Roll dex.
You get a +4, or a d4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm hoping it. 10.
Hits. And roll d4, plus your dex mod. We'll give you the dex mod on it.
3.
It's a pretty big barrel.
Plus 1. 4.
4 damage. It shatters on
plus
the.
Plus 3 d4.
Not for damage.
Yeah.
Oh, there
it is.
It shatters on the ooze, and the barrel just explodes on the ooze, and pieces fall over on the ground. Brocker.
Gets more and more slurred every time.
Brocker.
Brocker.
You're up.
Use anything.
Yours looks different.
It's dark now.
I guess I'll just run up to him. It's fine.
Okay. It's a pile of dirt.
I'll take it.
Squish it.
I should have cast Bless on myself.
Hits.
For 8 damage.
Okay. Bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
Murgatroyd.
Shoot it. The big one again.
Yep. The little one's just sitting there.
Ooh. You have it.
It's still a crit, even with the 3?
It's gonna miss no matter what.
Technically, there is no crit miss.
Brack, your turn.
Alright, I attempt to swing at this thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Again?
19.
You swing down and cling! It hits the ground again. It looks like you're slicing pieces of it, but nothing happens to it.
Okay.
It attacks you back. Automatically misses and sort of splatters itself
into the fire.
It looks like it's dazed and confused at this point.
Dazed and confused.
Yep. The other one attacks you.
Bring it 17. On. Miss.
All right. Diana, you're up.
I laugh as I shield myself.
I'm out of barrels.
Came here to kill oozes and throw
You can through. Do it. You can do it, Diana. You should be thinking right now.
I go... Oops. I break the puzzle. Can I just get here?
Yeah, you can dash.
Okay. Can I just get here?
I put my sword in the fire. Does anything happen?
It lights on fire.
Okay.
It's your sword super hot.
That's what I'm probably like there.
Whoa. Is it my turn? Or
yeah. Machine gun. We're going fast.
What did he do?
He shot.
Oh, yeah, he missed. I do the same thing. I swing.
Yep.
How many rounds is it?
A lot. Probably at least 8 hits.
10.
Yep.
Hits. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage.
10 damage. The ooze is looking like it's starting to fall apart as you splatter it down again. It's barely able to pick itself up to make little pseudopods coming up. Murgatroyd.
I shoot the little one.
Okay.
Try to help out. The other guy. Boom!
How much? Nice.
Come on. 5 damage. We just push 10 feet away from him.
Bloop.
Yes!
Brock!
Saved his life and he's on his phone.
I saw. Alright. I can't do any damage, guys. I don't have any bludgeoning. I'm not sure what to do.
Go put your sword in the fire.
It doesn't light.
I put my sword in the fire.
It worked just fine.
If we could do long rest, I'd light my ball or my camera on fire right now.
20. 10.
Well, we can do a long rest.
Throw dirt at it.
Yeah, we'll just throw it just once.
I come over here.
No, we can't even do it once.
Put my sword into the small fire down here.
The embers?
We can rest for 7
what
hours.
Fire are you talking
Oh, there's no fire in the little hole now. It's just embers.
There's just embers inside.
Yeah. Lit
two,
red.
Two of the things, yeah. And then it lit up red.
Like a movie.
So nothing's on fire over here anymore.
Or you can't let us hurt.
Well then.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
What movie is that?
I don't know. Crank.
Yeah. There's a we're in the movie Crank.
You're so stupid. All right, don't judge you.
All right. Time to you, Brocker. 14.
Yes.
Your turn. Or no, I'm sorry, Diana. Get up.
Sword's still hot. I...
Skewer it.
Yeah.
Skewer.
All right, roll.
Roll my just normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 22.
Hits.
6. Oh, okay. Wait. I rolled a 2 and a 1.
It's still alive.
10.
Still alive.
But it's hot sword.
You do radiant damage and it hurts it a little bit.
Man.
Now it's your turn, Brocker.
Hot sword.
You see a couple white bubbles starting to form inside of it as it looks like it's deflating and falling apart.
By Morden, stay down! Oh, yeah.
Well, I only did 4 damage, but...
That's enough?
Yes!
How do you kill it?
I just bring it overhead.
A big splat?
I bring it overhead and boom! It
Gross.
All over the place.
It splatters all over your chest plate.
Which is like head height for me.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And combat is now over.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that was kind of a long one.
Perfect timing.
11:52, we got a few minutes.
Yeah, let's investigate.
So the ashes did something on the... Cups.
Are you investigating?
Yes, mm-hmm. I know.
As you get up, the red colored little trough is the one that's glowing red now. There's still ashes and embers in some of the other holes, but nothing's going on with those.
I pick up the dirt
mm-hmm.
and I sprinkle it in the other holes.
Which ones?
Everything but the red.
As you start sprinkling on each one, as you sprinkle on the black,
I back up.
The black lights up.
Smart.
While you're doing that, is anyone? How's everyone feeling?
Grand.
Yeah.
Very much.
What's our? How many healing potions does everyone have?
I hold up four fingers.
Wow.
I have one.
Murgatroyd, could I borrow another one?
Yeah, toss one to you.
Borrow it, I say internally.
Don't worry, after this is over, I'll pay you back.
Okay.
Thank you. 2d4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm. There is the white and blue.
Oh, six. That's not d4.
Indentation, suppression that is not messed with.
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
Looking at the water, I'm thinking the water has to go in there.
Okay.
Can I run fast enough to cup the water and like?
All right, you sort of scoop up a little bit of water in your hands and you're gonna run back over.
Yeah.
And you sort of splash it into what?
The blue one.
The blue one. It lights up.
You should have said the other color just to.
So nothing happened when she put the dirt in.
There's the black, red, and blue one are all now lit.
So you just need.
So the ash got the black one. And
no, the ash ember got the red one. The dirt got the black one, and then the blue one was lit by the water. And now there's white.
Now there's a white.
Mm-hmm. What are we seeing that's white? What are these?
That's the dirt.
I march off.
Dirt's already in there.
And I go into the tent, and I grab the mouse bones.
Yep.
And I bring them back, and I put them in.
Nothing happens.
I throw them over my shoulders.
He's literally on the floor.
They land into the dirt.
I get my torch back.
Okay.
A radiant torch.
Mm-hmm.
Can I grab my javelin I threw?
Yeah, it was actually in that ooze that just died there.
Okay. Have we checked this door over here?
Nope.
Not yet.
Go ahead and roll investigation if you want.
On the door?
I don't know. What are you looking for?
The door.
Okay. You're just looking at the door.
What are you looking for? The door.
13.
You don't find anything that's out of the ordinary. You do, you know, sort of messing with it. It seems to be locked.
All right. Oh. There
you could probably.
On one of the guys.
You could probably break it down or try to unlock it if you wanted. It doesn't have a magical feel like the other door does.
Oh, I didn't want to open it. Okay. No, I just.
But it is locked. Say it again, Diane.
Didn't we pick up thieves' tools?
Yes.
You did? Correct.
I didn't, but somebody did.
It was in the pouch. I didn't pick them up.
I think
Murgatroyd has those.
I mean, it's gotta be behind the door, I guess.
I bound up to the door. Like a bird.
Bound up like a bird. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright. And I try to pick it.
Alright. Hold dex, please.
Is there a lock mechanism?
Yes. You don't get to add a proficiency, you just get a straight dex. Because you're not proficient.
Eight.
An eight? You fiddle around with it for a couple minutes and
plus four.
You can't get it.
Dex, yeah. You have an 18?
Hmm? 19.
I have a 19 in dexterity.
Sorry, plus two. I go back to Diana and I hand you the thieves' tools.
He didn't get it.
Wait, doesn't he get a plus four with Bless still?
No, it's attacks and saving throws.
I would say the minute's up, the bless is gone.
Yeah, I did the whole water thing and dirt thing.
Diane, why don't you roll investigation as you're in that room there?
Diane.
die.
8.
Why are you laughing? 8.
I don't know why he's laughing. Alright.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought she said.
Okay. Dying. Yeah. It's like an old white woman.
You have the thieves' tools now from Rotary.
I don't think I can do anything with those. Well,
I mean, you can still.
I could be proficient in a set of tools, but I never picked what tools those were.
Bingo.
They just so happen to be thieves.
You can do whatever you want.
She's not wonderful.
I try to, like, not full strength, but I try to, like, bust through the door.
Okay. Roll me an athletics check, please. Or strength, whatever you want.
18.
You sort of hit it with your shoulder, and you can see it cracked open. And it looks like you could probably hit it one more time and she'd break open.
I can open this door. Everybody.
Open it or bust through it.
I would like to investigate this. Yep. Is a man out of stone?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll. With your proficiency bonus.
My expertise. I go up to Diana and I say, "What's the big idea?" And I want my deuce tools back.
I hand them back to you.
21.
As you're investigating that's really good. 21. As you're investigating the depressions, you're noticing that they're elementals of some sort. So they're elements.
Blow into it. Air.
So you just had that epiphany from the other room.
From the other room.
I peek around the corner.
As she hit the wall, her head actually hit it a little bit. She, oh.
I grumble into it.
As you grumble, it starts to, and then it goes back and dims back out.
I take a deep breath in, like I'm preparing to light the forge, and I blow a big gust of air in.
It lights all the way up and then dims back out, almost like it's not enough.
Hey guys. I may have figured something out over here.
I walk over and I look at you, and I take a deep breath in.
You weren't even in the room.
I'm right there.
Oh, okay.
He's around so the small. Corner.
I don't think of the warrior as the tiny little guy.
I'm not a warrior. I'm a paladin.
Well, paladin,
holy warrior.
All together now. I tell them what needs to be done.
Okay. It glows with white and it sustains for a second, and you start to hear a crunching noise from the water room, and then it dims back out.
Mm. Crunching noise.
I peek in the room. What happened?
Roll me a perception check as you ran in there really quickly to see what was going on.
21.
Wow. As you look in real fast, you're peering around, and you look, and right here you see the wall just... and a little bit of dust comes out into the room.
The other room looks the same. The
room's the same.
What was that noise?
The room started to change.
Like a secret passage?
Well, like the walls moved.
Hey, I saw that in the room with the wizard. The walls were moving around.
I think if we can fully operate this
or
thing,
one of us goes in there and prepares to stick something in there and pry it open.
I'm afraid if we change what this room is, we're not going to be able to go back to that room. So whatever's beyond it, we won't know.
Murgatroyd, do you have any
also, air spells? Also, there could be like a fan in there.
That would be more than just a breath.
Open up my pouch and
and rummage around a little bit.
Add your nose to your sorcerer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you rummage in the ground with your nose, your beak?
I take out an oil flask. A hammer. And I take out the little magic potion we found. Magic vial.
Doesn't look like it.
I shake it around.
A genie. Potentially.
I close one eye and I look at the cork and I hold it up to my ear.
I could possibly create some sort of billow that we could use.
your flask, Murray, as you move, it still feels like it's heavier than what it should be, but nothing happens.
I hand it to Brocker.
I don't think we should open this right now.
As he hands it to you, you look at the emblem on it, and it's got big clouds and the genie symbol on it.
I take it back. I point it at you, and I start to squeak the cork a little bit.
What are you doing there?
It's not funny.
I pop it off.
What?
As he pops it off, you see a...
I hold him my shield. I peer over it.
A giant cloud sort of erupt from it. And it starts to spin around in a cyclone. And you see it sort of warp into the depression. And when it sets down in the depression, as the white lights up and begins to glow brightly, and you start to hear the from the water room.
I say, guys, I have superpowers! And I run into that room.
Leroy Jenkins.
No, in that room.
As he takes off running, Brocker and the rest of you all see the scroll, and it reappears on the pillow.
Ooh, I look at it.
You start to look at the scroll, and the words are there, and as you start to focus on them, they shrink, and they go to where you can't see them anymore. They're so small that you can't make out the words.
I take out one of my gems, and I try and angle it through it. So
you angle it just right to where you can start to see the words, and you're getting all excited, and they get even smaller to where you can't see them again. Murgatroy, as you run in the other room, there's an opening, and inside the opening, there's a giant pile of treasure.
I check for traps at the entrance.
Okay, roll investigation. No traps. You don't see anything that looks out of the ordinary.
I tiptoe.
This is a wall here, not opened up. As you tiptoe in, you see a pile of treasure. Oh, there it is. Coins, about 200 gold worth of coins. Gems are intermixed with them for another 100 gold worth of gems. And then in the midst of all of it, there's a brass spyglass decorated with carvings of scrolls and tombs.
I take all the gems, but I leave the coins.
Okay. 100 gold worth of gems.
And then I take the spyglass.
Okay.
I poke the scroll.
Nothing happens. The spyglass looks like it's pretty expensive and a little bit fragile. And it's covered in scroll, carvings on the scroll.
He just was like, oh, you could use that on the scroll.
You can feel radiant magic coming off of it.
I shuffle around the coins.
Okay.
See if there's anything else.
Nope, that's it.
I run back.
Okay.
I I'm still leaning over the scroll as he gets back.
He's got like three gems in a row, like stacked on top of each other. Then it just keeps shrinking smaller and smaller.
Where did you find
them? You hand him all of your gems. You're like, here, use these.
What did you find over there?
I run in and I say, dude. And I
look over at him.
I show this my glass. Wave it around.
What you got there?
I extend it and I look at you. But it's the other way around, so you look really far.
I slowly take it and I'm like, I turn it around. I'm like, there you go. There's a... The scroll reappeared, and when I went to go read what it said, it got really small, and I couldn't read it. It kept shrinking and shrinking.
I hold the spyglass up to my hand, then I take it down, and I go like this with my hands. And I put it back up.
I take the scroll, and I hold it up.
I look at it.
The words then grow back up for just you, and... You have a lot of reading to do.
Ooh. Boy, a little bird brain.
What's it say, Murgatroyd?
Quickly, tell me now.
But he can't, like,
I start
he can read, but he can't read it out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, he can.
Do you
he
need help?
He reads the words he knows. I'm sure it says dude in there somewhere.
I turn the spyglass around and I put it up to your eye, and I take the... Okay.
I look through it.
You can read some of it.
What does it say?
It seems to be a history of the legend or story of Andronicus, which in my village where we started at, there is a statue, more like a shrine almost to him.
Who is he?
He's a great warrior of unparalleled virtue and promise. God-blooded, and his skill with sword and spear are beyond ordinary kin.
What happened to him?
There's quite a bit here, so...
Give me a moment.
I'll read the whole thing, and then I guess we can be done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It is said that Andronicus, a warrior of unparalleled virtue and prowess, was god-blooded, and that his skill with a sword and spear were beyond ordinary kin. But whether or not his origins were truly divine, most agree that he rose up from meager circumstances. Some tales claim that he was the son of a miller. Others insist that he was a gutter snipe. What is known without doubt is that this scourge of the undead transcended his humble beginnings and cleansed Mithros of wickedness whenever he encountered it. Andronicus spent his early adulthood wandering the wild regions of Mithros. He shunned cities and seemed to enjoy traveling from village to village, helping commoners wherever he could. He was known to wear simple, unassuming attire, a weather-beaten cloak, high boots, and a patched leather tunic. The only item of note was that he carried was welkin, a mighty sword of azure steel with a golden hilt and ruby set in its pommel. A vow to destroy undead was craven into the weapon's sky-hued blade. Welkin was rumored to have been gifted to Andronicus by his divine mother or father. It was an enchanted blade well worthy of its bearer. Children begged Andronicus to draw the sword from its ornate sheath, but the paladin would gently chide them and insist offer them baubles, tiny carvings, and riddles to solve. He was also learned in the ways of medicine and attended to the sickly and the maimed whenever he encountered them. When he wasn't visiting villages, Andronicus ventured into tombs, warrens, dungeons, and ruins to slay any undead creatures that he encountered. He smote wraiths, mummies, scores of zombies and skeletons, and is even rumored to have dispatched a coven of vampires. His body bore the scars of his ceaseless battles with the undead, and often a sadness clouded his gray eyes. Andronicus eventually set aside his meanderings and built a citadel for himself and the growing order of paladins who followed him. He named his order the Bright Swords, and tasked his dedicated paladins with patrolling the paths and forests outside of Valorian's rural villages, helping where they could and battling the forces of chaos and wickedness whenever they encountered them. One day, however, Andronicus and the majority of his order disappeared. They were last seen riding into the Irinathor Mountains, preparing a crusade of holy vengeance upon an enclave of vile wickedness they had discovered there. Nary a soul that embarked on the mission was ever seen or heard from again. Valoria mourned Andronicus and his bright swords, for they were a collection of truly honorable warriors. A shrine was erected to the fallen paladin to commemorate his legacy. Below a majestic statue of the Holy Knight was the following inscription: "The risen dead shall be unmade and fall before the azure blade." With this oath...
Stop. As you say that, this wall, and it moves out of the way, and it opens up a small area.
Whoa.
Continue.
Well, what do we see?
Well, you're still reading. Okay. You just start to see the pillow. Go ahead and finish that. And you only have like one sentence left.
With this oath, I am thus bound to seek undead and strike them down. It was said that any traveler... Now, this is not part of the inscription. It was said that any traveler passing the shrine who chanted the vow aloud would be granted protection from the unliving.
The wall begins to move out of the way.
We should have went to the shrine first.
The wall moves out of the way, and what you see is a small hallway. At the end of the hallway, you see what appears to be a glyph stone of power.
Ooh.
Also, to the side, you see a sword attached to the wall.
Oh.
Could it be the Sword of Welcome?
I don't know.
Might know next time.
I'm going to cast that down.
You guys can at least grab this if you want. And then you guys can have a handout to look over.
I say to Brack, I think you were meant for this.
My eyes are wide. This... man sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't even get a weapon.
He is what all of us paladins long to be. An avenger. A smiter of the undead. Take a look in the room, and I see the sword, and my eyes, you didn't think could get bigger, but they got bigger.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
So I was unsure.
Not all that got bigger.
I didn't want to say it. I retired.
I wasn't going there.
And then I look at it, and then I kind of, like, look back and peer at everybody.
As he looks at me, I say, I only smash things.
Take it.
I slowly walk in.
The sword flies off the wall, cuts your arm.
Yeah.
I want to go in up to the ghost stone.
Okay.
And
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
And this what? Jelly?
And And I kneel.
Oh, I was just going to rip it off the wall.
I kneel down.
Are you ripping it off the wall?
No. Oh. You walked in first.
And do I see any inscriptions or anything around it, or just the sword?
There's just the sword hanging on the
wall. Does it look like what was described?
Yep. Actually,
it's got ruby inlays and it's pommel.
Yep.
I get down on one knee.
With the sword, I will take it.
And
pick it up.
I walk in, I'm like, do you need help? I'm just, here you go.
did you grab it, Diana?
This is a major moment.
This is a moment. It's like
it's a moment. Major
moment.
All right, go ahead.
If you walked in here and found, I don't know what, Hades or whatever.
I would not hesitate.
Just finish the moment.
And I say, I hope I am worthy to carry this instrument of vengeance.
Oh my gosh.
And I grab the sword from the wall. The hilt. But wait, does the whole thing come off or just the sword?
Let's take it out. Yeah, the whole thing comes off.
Oh, it's magnetic.
Yeah.
Okay. And I grip the hilt and I pull it off the wall.
Miguel is welcome. The sword of Andreas.
I have woken. Welcome! The sword of Andronicus.
Andronicus.
And I give it a couple swings.
Watch out for.
And within 5 minutes, you are attuned. All right, Murgatroyd, what are you doing?
I grab the glyphstone.
You grab it? As you walk up to the glyphstone, your hands outreached, your wings.
Hands.
You grab a hold of the glyphstone, and the minute you pull it off the wall, a shearing white light shines out and blasts all the way throughout this area, and it hits all four of you. And as it hits all four of you guys, feel this energy go into your body, and you may increase ability scores by +2.
All of them?
No.
Wait, yes,
you get +1, +1, and you can add it to any ability score you want. None of them can be above 18.
I was hoping that would happen.
Did we get a feat?
So,
no feats.
So it's like an ability score increase.
It's basically an ability score increase, but you can't go above 18.
Okay.
You can go up to 18.
But yeah. I could put two in the same one?
Yes, you can. You can't go above 18. You can go up to 18, but that's it.
So,
can
I put 2 and 1?
You just have 2 points to put wherever you want. They just can't put you above 18. So go ahead and do that.
I know. As
you do that, here is your glyphstone, sir.
That's a hard decision.
18 strength.
There's your glyphstone. Go ahead and read through that. There is a lot of story at the top that might be wise to know, although you can't really do anything. The story at the top is inside your head.
Why do you always pick up the things that only you know?
But it's a voice speaking to you, so you could...
Yes. So I can't increase my wisdom from 19 to 20.
No, you cannot. You don't need anything else.
I did everything backwards.
You were a little bit outside of the range, and it went down this hallway and missed you, just briefly.
But I wasn't.
But you were. Now I hit you. That is the beginning. That is one encounter.
13.
12. At least 13. And that's where we're going to leave. If anyone wants to take this with them to read over it, they can. It's just mostly flavor text.
You can take a picture of it.
The main thing was thank you, Kyle, for reading it, because you had to actually say it out loud for that to be opened.
No.
And I was afraid that I was going to have to circle you guys back somehow. But you read it aloud.
Woo! And good thing I messed with that vial a lot. Try to hand it off to Diana. She didn't want it.
I don't know what anything is here.
If you don't want this, I'll put it back in the book. And I'm fine with that. If anyone wants to take it with us.
Brocker was afraid of a genie.
Find out what happens when we join our heroes next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.